It sounded, I got cold just talking to him.
I had to put my vest on and button it up here. Brr. That is 68 degrees, and it feels like 32 degrees after talking to Anthony.
Oh, man. How many of your friends and relatives are being subjected to this particular weather pattern? When we moved here to Arizona in 1965, there were 1 million people here. Today, there's 7. And people always ask me, yeah, but
7 million, not 7
million.
People.
Right, that's, yeah. Thank you. Always ask me, what are we going to do about the water? What are we going to do about the water? I must have been asked that question 20 times this past week while I was in Las Vegas. Folks, Arizona is probably in better position for water than any other state in the Southwest. That is one thing you can thank your political forefathers for getting done all through the 40s, dating all the way back to the creation of Lake Roosevelt in the early 1900s.
That was the benefit of being such a dry state. There's so many parts in California and the New Mexico and Colorado that get so much more water that they didn't think they had to plan for it. But being a constantly dry state, they knew they had to plan for it, and it ultimately has helped us at times where, you know, California's in huge droughts. They did get some great rains, but you know, you don't recover from a drought like that.
No, you don't.
And with one rain, you know, what was it in the Bible? 7 years of famine. these are multiple. It took a number of years to get there. It'll take a number of years to recover from it.
The reports from my sister, who lives up east of San Francisco, up in the Sacramento area, Lake Tahoe, Reno area, they are getting a boatload of snow. So it's significantly better than they've had the last couple of years. So that's all great reports. But how would you like to be Las Vegas, where 90% of your water comes from Lake Mead? And I saw the project, Romy. They just finished repiping a new pipe from Las Vegas to Lake Mead. They had to lower the intake another 100 feet.
I would not live in that vulnerable of a. How many people are in Vegas? A couple million?
I
would not live in that big of a city with that limited water supply.
You'd have your bathtub full all the time, wouldn't you? All right, let's get to the calls. We have a full bevy of callers. Harriet, Fred, Wes, and Vicky. But let's take Janet first, who got in early. Miss Janet, calling from Glendale. Good morning. How can we help?
Good morning, Rosie. Yes, I have a problem with a door or two different doors, one that swings into the room when you don't want it to, and the other one swings shut. And you have to block it open. I didn't know if there was an easy fix.
There is an easy fix. Do you have a couple basic tools around the house?
Sure.
Okay, I want you to get a small little, probably a Phillips screwdriver and a hammer. And these doors, do they have two hinges or three hinges?
Three hinges.
Okay. I'm going to want you to take that Phillips screwdriver and point it upside down, and you're going to use the hammer and tap on that screwdriver, and you're going to remove the pin hinge from the middle hinge of the door. Okay?
Okay.
Then you're going to walk out to your garage, and you're going to lay that pin on the floor. And then you're going to hit it as hard as you can with the hammer right at the halfway point of the hinge pin. Then you're just going to walk back to the door and tap that hinge pin back in. The increased friction of that bent hinge pin should be all you need to allow that door to stay open or closed exactly wherever you set it. If the door's a heavy door, you may then have to remove the bottom pin hinge and do exactly the same thing.
Okay. Well, that's easy.
It is easy. It'll solve the problem, I guarantee you.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Miss Janet, thanks for call. We appreciate the opportunity to help you. Hey, darling.
How much of a bend is she looking for?
Well, it depends on the weight of the door, how much the door really wants to move by itself, but it doesn't matter. You can put a pretty big kink in that, and as you're tapping it back in place, it'll almost kind of self-straighten out to the point where it's creating just enough friction to do exactly what you want it to do.
Okay.
I say whack away.
Okay.
The way the nail head, the pin head is, you can only bend it so far.
That's exactly true.
So you can't overbend it unless you had it in like vice grips or something. Oh, Vicky, I apologize. We were coming to you, but that music is the one thing we can't stop, and that's time. We'll come back with Vicky and Mesa, Wes in the North Valley, Fred and Apache Junction, Harriet and Tucson, and an open line at 1-888-767-4348 or text in to 411-923.
For Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.